Okay, back to bed.
Welcome to this week's Pop Culture Podcast Pandemonium Phenomenon
Procrastination.
We would like to welcome you to come podcrastinate with us.
Podcrastinate with me and my cohort, Jason.
And this is Daniel, and we're going to talk this week about movies. Yes, big surprise.
Shock, shock. Yes. Our whole world revolves around games, comic books, movies, pop culture, whatever.
Superheroes.
Toys, whatever.
Binging stuff on TV.
Yeah, Netflix and the shit out of stuff.
Because pop culture has become much more geeky. And that suits me just fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes our life drastically easier.
Of course, because we don't have to explain things nearly as much. You can say Thor, and people know what you're talking about. If you hear that weird noise in the background, it's the podcast puppy.
That's Penelope the pod puppy, who's decided to dig a hole in our podcast room floor.
Yes, she's trying to tunnel through the carpet.
So Jason's going to beat her ass with a bat. Not really.
No, not really. I have a T-ball bat that she likes to chew on.
And it's distracting.
Now she's chasing that.
It's distracting.
So apologize for the noise there, but this week, we're doing something a little different.
Just a smidge.
This week, we're going to talk about remakes.
Not rewinds. I had another word for it, but it jumped
Reimaginings,
out of my head. Reimagining is a good word for it. That wasn't where I was going, but that's probably better than what I had.
Because I know a lot of the remakes that come out now just aren't great.
Well, yeah, some of them are just, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a stretch for money, just trying to make money off of an already built brand.
Well, off of a tried and true idea.
Yeah.
You know, we know we can launch this and people will go see it, so let's make another Godzilla movie.
People liked Karate Kid, so let's do it again, and we'll just change the kid.
And I'll be honest, I dug the new Karate Kid.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Well, and that's the whole superhero game.
Oh, completely and totally.
You started with the old serials way back in the day, and then you redid it, and then you had, what do we got? Started with Superman, then we got Batman, and then there was Spider-Man and Captain America, and then there was Wonder Woman, and they just rehashed them all
again. Even to the point, if you talk about Zorro and the Lone Ranger.
Yes, absolutely.
Those serials back in the day, they could do them and do them and do them. Here's a different actor. Let's keep doing
them. Do it and do it and do it right.
Wow. And then you get into color movies and longer run times, and you end up with...
The pod puppy is attacking again.
She's on the futon this time. You end up with... The bad thing is nowadays you end up with remakes 2 days after you have the movie drop.
Yeah, case in point, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's exactly the one that I was about to go to.
Oh, the Tobey Maguire ones were good. We made 3, and we totally screwed the pooch with the last one.
About to say, they weren't good. 2 of them were good.
2 of them were good.
And Tobey Maguire was like 75 years old when they made him.
Yeah, but his face never moved.
His upper lip
didn't move. No, he was a good Spider-Man.
He was really good in the first 2.
Yeah.
The third one, I will not blame
him.
Emo
Spider-Man. Not his fault.
The script sucked.
Yeah.
Just like X-Men 3. You know, so we
just won't even go to that.
We rebooted Spider-Man 3 times in the last 20 years.
Yes.
It's less than that, but let's say the last 20.
Yeah, almost.
We've redone Batman
89.
In the same basic series with 3 different actors.
Yeah.
Basically redoing the history in each episode more or less.
Just tweaking it.
And then you have the Nolanverse, and now you have Batfleck.
Yes.
So you have
who is by far one of the best.
Oh, I agree completely. So sometimes those remakes aren't bad.
Yes. The remakes, and you can rehash it and reimagine it and make it a better deal than it was before. Maybe it's not better, but maybe it's different, and you like it in different veins.
So our challenge that we set before ourselves, because Hollywood listens to us, you know, is we're each going to pick 2 movies to remake, and then we're going to recast those reimaginings of those movies.
And I have made Jason go first tonight.
And I am uber prepared.
He was. I was not, because we were going to go back and forth with this. So mine will be on part two, if you will,
yes,
of this pod.
And Daniel is more than welcome to substitute people for who I am casting.
Every one of them? Jim Carrey.
You know,
men, women, whatever.
What's funny, and I got a story for that, is I almost had some same people in these roles in the same movies. And I don't know necessarily these are the best people for the roles. They're people that I would like to see in the roles.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
So the first, and both of these are classics, one more so than the other.
All right.
And I'm not saying that they're not good movies the way they are, because I believe they are both perfect movies.
Okay.
I'm talking about The Wizard of Oz.
Whoa.
Yes.
You're stepping on toes, dude.
I know. But again, give me a second. And Young Frankenstein.
Also stepping on toes. Wow, you are just kicking cinematic but awesomeness in the
here's
balls.
Here's what I'm proposing. I want The Wizard of Oz to be a direct homage using modern technology.
Like shot for shot?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, just with current tech, CGI, all the bells and whistles.
The actors don't have to take on the same mannerisms or characterisms, but it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same dialogue, obviously.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They don't have to. Obviously, the sets will change, the effects will change.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to be a bunch of little people on a built soundstage.
No, probably not. Yeah,
all of it, almost all of it would be rendered
in green screen because it'd just be prettier.
Yeah.
There'll still be some actual real optical effects because I think it gives it that certain feel. But a lot of costuming, a lot of prosthetics. I think the costumes could be extraordinary. And again, I want the people cast in this to get their Wizard of Oz on.
Wow. That's a statement.
I did not pick a director for this one. I did for Young Frankenstein.
I'm anxious to hear what you've got.
So I want to start with Wizard of Oz, even though it is the better movie and probably should go second. I'm starting with Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Because Young Frankenstein's way funnier.
All right. I would agree.
So with Wizard of Oz, I am recasting the other roles a casting agency can work on. I'm recasting the roles of Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion, the actual Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
And the Wicked Witch.
All right. Okay. Now, wait. The main Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Not Glinda.
Okay.
Somebody else can cast Glinda. I had some ideas on Glinda. Blake Lively being one of them.
Oh, man.
And she actually was up there for both movies that I'm recasting.
Yeah.
You've
been watching a little Green Lantern, have you?
No, actually, my wife watched Gossip Girl, She's the one character I could stand in that movie.
I like Blake Lively.
And she's married to Ryan Reynolds, and they're pretty.
Immediately gives her cred.
Oh, well, they're pretty together.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds will show up on set probably at some point, and that'd be good for everybody.
Deadpool make a cameo in the back of Wizard of Oz?
I'm thinking little person Deadpool. It could be amazing.
Wow.
And with the Munchkins, I probably would want them to cast true little people.
Okay.
Just because I think that would, again, I want this to be an homage to The Wizard of Oz.
To the original.
Yeah. I'm going to start from the bottom working way up.
Okay.
So I want Mila Kunis to play the Wicked Witch.
Wait.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't Mila Kunis in the newer Wizard of Oz thing they did? What was that called?
Oh, the Return to Oz?
Return to Oz.
That wasn't her. She probably wasn't even born when that came out. That was...
No. Didn't they just redo this a couple of years ago?
Oh, what the fuck if I know?
I think Disney did it. You keep talking.
I don't think she was in it. I thought you were talking about Fairuza Balk in the Return to Oz.
No. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No. I know what you're talking about.
No. I don't want any of that weird Disney remake bullshit. I want a legit redo of this movie. So Mila Kunis as the Wicked Witch. I think you probably have to give her kind of the longer nose that Margaret Hamilton had in the original when she's playing Elmira Gulch at the beginning.
Okay.
And I would also make the caveat at the beginning of the movie probably is in black and white again.
Oh, okay. I've got it. I know
Who
what
was
I was
it?
Talking about earlier. It's that when Disney did Oz, the great and powerful Oz.
That's right. Was she in that?
I believe she was, sir.
You don't know.
I'm looking right now.
You're making crap up.
I am. I'm just.
Was she actually the Wicked Witch, though? That'd be amazing.
I don't know that she was the Wicked Witch.
Then I could work for Disney. That's all that says. They should hire me. I can cast as well as they can.
No, it doesn't look like she was in it.
Aha! So I'm better than Disney.
But it looked like her. I haven't even seen this. I was just going off memory.
What's
here.
Funny is, so
I lied. Ha ha.
She is in it.
She is in it.
Who was she?
I don't know. The Wicked Witch.
Maybe that's why it stuck in my head. So that this is the one place I failed. It isn't new, but I think she could be tremendous. Number one, I think you let her have the big prosthetic as Elmira Gulch.
Okay.
I think when she becomes the Wicked Witch, the prosthetic nose goes away, and you have this very dignified, good-looking, capable actress playing that role the same way as Margaret Hamilton was capable.
Yeah.
She has that little bit of an edge, that little bit of humor. I think she could be amazing playing the role of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Of the Wicked Witch of the West. Yes, she could. She has that range, and she has the dramatic skill, and she's really damn funny.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
I mean, she's got some serious cred from coming off 70s show, being able to deliver a line.
Oh, well, and she's gotten so much more glamorous, even more so as she's gotten older.
Yes.
That I think putting her in that role would be astounding. Green makeup and all, I think it'd be very cool.
Clearly, somebody at Disney thought you were right.
They just didn't know that I was right when they thought about it 6 years ago. I'm going to move on to Dorothy's three friends before I cast Dorothy in Oz.
Dorothy's three friends.
Yes. So
Hooker, Ebony, and Crackweed.
Crackweed. Wow. So as the Scarecrow, originally, of course, played by Ray Bolger, I want Justin Timberlake.
Good call.
Yep.
Those two already worked good together. We've seen that exactly. In one of her other movies.
And you have in Justin Timberlake the singing and dancing ability that the Scarecrow needs. We know he can act.
Yeah.
He's extraordinarily funny. And again, you already have that connection that I think would be very humorous between the two of them.
Yeah. Well, those two have a history from it was a film called Friends with Benefits.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen that one yet either. But he's a good actor, and I think it could be tremendous.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
The Tin Man, of course, was originally supposed to be Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah.
He almost died due to the aluminum paint they used.
Yep.
They decided to cover Jack Haley in the same thing. You know, because that's nice.
Oil can
what?
Oil can. Get the fucking oil can.
That's right, which is what it should have been. I want to replace the Tin Man, recast him with Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
That's solid, dude.
That hurts your brain, doesn't it?
It does.
And then at some point to hear Timberlake and Connick.
And Harry Connick Jr.
Do a duet.
Wow.
Yeah, damn, right?
That'd be freaking amazing, man.
And again, you have somebody with acting chops.
Yes.
You have somebody with certainly singing ability.
Oh, without question. Yeah, long standing.
And you have this really tremendous duo then at that point. Next, I had the problem. Who do you replace Burt Lahr with? That's always been the problem for me when thinking about this. And yes, I've pondered this one before. Yes, who plays the Cowardly Lion? I had an epiphany today at work.
Okay.
You replace Burt Lahr with Josh Gad.
Dude, he would be an amazing Olaf as the Cowardly Lion.
Olaf as the Cowardly Lion.
Would he play it similarly to Olaf?
See, that's the thing with any of these. I mean, with Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, and Burt Lahr, you had three New York-based hoofers, basically.
Hoofers
from vaudeville. Maybe they were hookers, too. I don't know. But you had three vaudevillians.
Yes.
Who slid into those roles.
Mm-hmm.
So these, you know, handymen in Kansas all had this great Brooklyn, New York street talk accent.
Yes.
I don't know that I care if any of them use the same accent. But I think Josh Gad, he already has Broadway experience. He has a wonderful singing voice. He has acting chops.
Yes.
I think putting him in modern makeup, again, that plays a bit of an homage to the Cowardly Lion.
Yes.
I think having him portray that would be amazing.
I think you're definitely onto something with him as the Cowardly Lion. Now, I like your other two choices as well.
And again.
But that one was a home run.
You know, when they're sure to get a brain, a heart, a home, the nerve. That being sung by those three gentlemen could be amazing.
I mean, that would be a huge win to get all of those three together. Would it be possible? Sure. I think those three out of all of Hollywood would be like, all right, I'll do it.
I know, I picked some weird ones here.
I'll do it. That's awesome.
I admit my one person I almost added instead was making the Tin Woodsman a female role instead, and just have it be the tin woods worker, the tin lumberjack, whatever you want to call it, and let it be Anna Kendrick.
Oh, see, that would be solid too. But then,
because I think her and Timberlake, those voices blending would be really cool.
Well, they do. They do good. Simply, I mean, you've seen it in Trolls. So. Yeah.
I think the two of them would be really, really cool together.
Yeah.
So okay, yeah. I think that might have been the one place that I would have changed that one. But I think for the tradition, having those three roles played by Timberlake, Harry Connick Jr., and Josh Gad could be kind of groovy.
Mixing with Mila Kunitz.
As the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
Now, as Dorothy, I went a little younger than Judy Garland.
Wasn't Judy Garland like 26 when she played that role?
She was 47. I don't know. She was much older. They had to tape down her boobs. I mean, she was tremendous. Don't get me wrong. She's not my favorite part of that movie, but she's great.
Sure.
I don't know that the person I picked can sing.
Well, why you can just put Anna Kendrick as Dorothy.
Potentially, but she's still older.
Well, that's
I
true.
Went younger.
But she's also babyface, so you can make her look younger.
I went with somebody who's the right age and who we know has the acting chops, and she can do everything else, so I don't see why the hell she can't sing.
Steven Tyler.
Wow. He's got the hair for it.
Will Smith.
And the legs. No. I went with Millie Bobby Brown.
What?
Millie Bobby Brown.
As in Bobby Brown... And
no, as in you are behind and you lose pop culture points, sir.
I don't care about my pop culture points. Who the hell are you talking about?
She is 11 from Stranger Things.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anybody who's seen Stranger Things 2, her a year after the first one, knows that she could certainly have the look. She could lend an entirely different air to Dorothy Gale of Kansas.
What a terrible name, though.
I know, it's kind of strange.
Her parents must have really liked Millie Vanilli and Bobby Brown.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
They were total 80s kids.
God, that'd be the best shirt ever. Bobby Brown and Millie Vanilli in the background. And you had Blame It on the Rain lyrics and
My
Prerogative lyrics mixed and
ooh,
her in the front.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dressed as both of them.
It's My Prerogative.
It would look like Prince from Bat Dance. She's dressed half as Bobby Brown and half as Millie Vanilli. But no, Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things as Dorothy.
See, now I have a hard time not thinking about Millie Vanilli and Bobby Brown when you say that.
Millie Vanilli as Dorothy in Stranger Things.
Both of them.
And my final piece.
One of them's dead, though, I think.
Huh?
I think one of Millie Vanilli's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't Bobby Brown dead, too?
Yeah, no, Bobby Brown's not dead. Whitney Houston's dead.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Brown's still alive.
Well, you know, it's your prerogative to know.
Wow. File that shit.
I will not.
You will file that.
That was golden. Golden. But my best piece of casting is The Wizard of Oz, his own self. Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
Don't you want to see that now?
Oh, I really do want to see that now. Could you...
Can't you read the sign?
Welcome to the Wizard of Oz. This is
Why
the Wizard.
Why would he say welcome to the Wizard
Shut
of
up.
Oz?
I was narrating as him. This is the
say,
Wizard speaking.
Say, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Get that in your head. Pay okay. no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Dorothy Gale swam through a river of shit and popped out of the Emerald City on the other side.
It wasn't a tornado that took her to Oz.
It was a river of shit. So, no, I think Morgan Freeman as Wizard of Oz would be incredible. Just to see him as the Professor Marvel at the beginning.
Yes.
And you know that payoff is coming.
Uh-huh.
And the whole movie, you're sitting there.
No.
Popping a movie boner the entire time, waiting to see him jam his head through the gate.
You get to see him as Professor
and go,
Marvel.
Can't you read?
And it gets... Wow, okay.
Just to see him deliver, just
but you
to
could
see
totally,
him...
You could totally screw with people. Have Professor Marvel be Jack Black and then switch it up and have it be Morgan Freeman in Oz.
Have it be Jack Black with Morgan Freeman doing the voiceover.
Oh my gosh.
And then swap it where it's just Morgan Freeman at the end.
That's a movie boner.
I thought about Sam Jackson to begin with. Motherfucker, you don't need a brain.
There ain't no snakes on this fucking plane. There ain't snakes in Oz.
you dumb bitch, get in the balloon. And then here comes Blake Lively to save the day at the end.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's my recasting of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God.
No, don't. No. You know it's perfect.
I do know it's perfect.
Morgan Freeman as the fucking wizard would be amazing.
Yes. Yes, it would. I'm not debating. In fact, I don't debate any of your choices.
He is everybody's grandfather anyway.
He is.
And seeing his face rendered in green floating above the throne.
With his fro?
Oh, maybe.
He'd have a top hat on, so you'd only see part of his fro.
Yeah. And then he pops out behind the curtain at the end.
But see, you'd have to be careful.
Kicks the shit out of Toto.
You'd have to be careful putting the top hat on him, because then he would go from being everybody's grandpa to a pimp. Because it's Morgan Freeman, and he is versatile.
I just think that voice would be beautiful as the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome
He'd be terrifying.
To Oz.
He'd be terrifying as the voice of the throne. Bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West. It'd be great.
Yes, but you know he wouldn't raise his voice.
He wouldn't
would
have
it,
to.
He would say it so monotone. Bring me the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West.
It'd be amazing. That's even scarier. And then Josh Gad does the sprint down the back hallway through the window.
Just right through.
Exactly.
It'd be great. That would be great.
I'm telling you.
Big ups. Cyber.
Justin Timberlake, and that'd be the one time that I would step in. Justin Timberlake would have to deliver the, they threw my arms off, they threw them over there. They threw my legs off, and they threw them over there. He'd have to do that with the same accent.
Oh, good gosh. Good gosh.
So, on to my next rehash of a classic movie. And you may hear some talking in the background. My wonderful wife has joined us, so she's going to make fun
Lara,
of me.
One of the Laras of this foursome of awesomeness.
That's right.
That is this geek's world. One of the Laras has joined the podcast, but she is in silent mode. Somebody flipped her switch, and she's in quiet mode.
For the time being, until she
hears... She can speak whenever she wants, but apparently she's stuck in the mind box.
Until she hears my recasting of Young Frankenstein.
And then she's going to crap all over you.
She might. So, Young Frankenstein is one of my favorite comedies of all time, one of my favorite yes. movies of all time, and it
Mel
may,
Brooks.
It may be a perfect movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think you could do any better. I think you could at least have the bar set to try to match it, but I don't think you could ever outdo the original.
No, and I don't want to, but I do want an homage. This could even be one of those remakes like they do for the musicals.
Morgan Freeman.
As all the parts.
Yes. It's a one-man show.
Then do they call you Frederick? Why is it not Frederick Frankenstein? It's not, it's Frederick.
But you have to say that as Morgan Freeman.
I can't.
It's not, it's Frederick.
I can't do the Morgan Freeman as well as you. Which means it all. No.
So, birds.
So here we go with my... Now, first things first, Mel Brooks directs it again.
Yes, he's still alive. He's still got the comedic mind and
he's
timing.
He's the comedic god. He and is. Why not him? Why not him? Why not him?
I don't know what a
Nottingham
is.
Why not him?
Why Nottingham?
So, you know,
Robin
why
Hood,
not? Men in Tights.
Men in Tights. We all tied it back together.
So why not have him do it? So Mel Brooks is directing again. I'm recasting. A lot of this cast actually has passed away. Gene Wilder. I mean, I think all of the Wizard of Oz cast has passed away.
Yeah, I think the only Wizard of Oz cast that's still alive is a couple of the Munchkins, and they're like 115 years old.
I think, is Billy Barty still alive?
I don't know.
He may be. So I am recasting the roles of Dr. Frankenstein, originally played by Gene Wilder. I'm recasting Igor, originally played by Marty Feldman.
Yes.
Inga, who was played by Terry Garr. Elizabeth, who was played by Madeline Kahn. The Monster, who was played by Peter Boyle. Inspector Kemp, who was played by Kenneth Mars. You'll know Kenneth Mars because he also was, he was on Malcolm in the Middle, he played Otto, and he was on the original version of the producers. And then Frau Blücher, which if Daniel was paying attention, he would make a horse noise right there, because that's what happens in the movie.
I am paying attention. I pulled up the cast so I can see who you're talking about.
Frau Blücher was originally played by Cloris Leachman.
Yes, because Cloris Leachman is awesome.
And she's the only one that I'm not recasting. Cloris Leachman comes back and plays Frau Blücher again. Thank you. She was also in Malcolm
in the
Middle.
Yes, she was.
And is as awesome as Betty White, I think. And she's,
easily.
And she's way dirtier.
Yes.
Tends to look way drunker.
Yes, she can play a drunk like nobody's business. It might be legit, but...
This movie also is shot in black and white.
Okay.
It will be shot in black and white again.
Okay.
And Cloris Leachman looked old in that movie, much older than she looked that she actually was then.
I would
so
think so.
So she can just do it without makeup this time.
Consider this movie is... 74? So it's...
40 years old this year.
No, it's 43 years old this year. 74.
Oh, is that in 74?
Yeah.
So 43 years old this year.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, she's 43 years older, so you just have her play it again because she was, of course, Victor's grandfather's boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, she wasn't a boyfriend. She's got range, dude.
Oh,
but
I'm telling you.
I mean, she's not swinging a Johnson.
That's one of my favorite parts. He was my boyfriend! I freaking love this movie.
It's a great movie.
So here we go, and I'm going to kind of start from the top. Now, Cloris Leachman again plays the role of Frau Blücher.
Yes.
needs to be more of a scream.
That was more
Work
of
on
a motorboat.
Your horse scream.
That was more of a motorboat.
Yeah, don't motorboat Cloris Leachman. That's wrong.
She needs love, too.
She's somebody's grandmother.
So?
I'm going to start with Dr. Frankenstein.
All right.
Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Is replaced with Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Ryan Reynolds. Nope. Don't you shit on it. Ryan Reynolds is amazing.
See, Ryan Reynolds can really do no wrong. So that is good cast.
Dude, he can be the straight man as easily as he can be the funny guy. And him playing that role, I think, would be adorable. Little pencil mustache. The bit at the beginning where he stabs the scalpel in his leg. I think he would just be tremendous.
Would you want something like Ryan Reynolds? Now, Ryan Reynolds is awesome. But would you want something even more on the ridiculous, silly side of it? Like a Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell already has a role in this movie, so no.
All right. Okay. Moving on then. You win. You're recasting.
I did also think about Steve Carell for the role of Dr.
What
Frankenstein.
What about John C. Reilly?
No, because I don't like him. Unless he's unless he's the second banana to Will Ferrell, he does not amuse me.
I like John C. Reilly.
I like him. I mean, I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
He gained my love with Wreck-It Ralph.
He's good in Wreck-It Ralph. Yep. I didn't have to look at him in that movie either.
No, he is kind of ugly, but he
would
fit the role.
That. I just don't think he's funny by himself.
Yeah, he could be Igor.
Oh, fuck. Hell, that's solid casting, baby.
Yes.
Okay, I may have changed my Igor. God, I'm really may. At that point, then Will Ferrell probably does become Frankenstein and John C. Reilly is
God,
Igor.
It would be like Step Brothers, but as young Frankenstein.
God, that might actually be good. No, I already have that cast. because he has to have a big Schwanzducker. If you watch the movie.
Yes, he does. All right, well, we didn't mean to undo it.
But,
all right,
no,
so Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, but I'm open to it being Steve Carell.
Okay.
Potentially as well.
Okay, that would work too.
But
Steve Carell's...
I wanted Ryan Reynolds because he has that leading man good looks.
Yes.
And we know he's funny.
Yes, but Gene Wilder didn't have leading man good looks. He looked like a lunatic.
He played the world's greatest lover.
What is your point?
He played many, many movies where he was the leading man.
So,
and he was very kind of debonair-ish. He was scary.
I don't think ladies were going, I need to have my alone time with Willy Wonka.
He was scary and maybe Veruca Salk was.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Her name's sexy. Veruca Salk. Wow. You don't know where that egg bin went.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, Ryan Reynolds is Dr. Frankenstein.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just follow me. Now, I like your idea of Igor as John C. Reilly.
Okay.
I went with French Stewart.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where's he been, though?
I don't know. He could be dead.
You...
I don't think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead. I think he's hiding in Canada somewhere.
He could be. I'm not sure where exactly French Stewart is.
I think he's hiding in
Canada.
But
when you look at Marty Feldman with those eyes...
Yeah.
If you did the reverse with French Stewart and just let him squint all the time, which is what he usually does...
Yes.
You still have that. He's comedically funny. He's physically amusing.
I'm not taking anything away from him.
And I think it could work.
I just think we're going to have a hard time, like, pinning him down.
My problem is replacing Marty Feldman, to me, is harder than replacing anybody else in the cast.
Well, because he's so
fucking awesome. Is that the two words you were looking for?
Sure. I that was not the words I was looking for.
British, distinctive looking.
He was amazing for that part, but he was such a key character in that movie.
Oh, he was just...
Because you don't...
Walk
I know.
This way. Wasn't your hump on the other side? I didn't make a yummy sound. back when I was young, what my father would say to me... What would he say? What are you doing in the bathroom all the time? Give somebody else a chance.
Because without him, that movie wasn't what it was.
It again, the casting of those two roles of Gene Wilder and Marty Feldman really are the key.
Yes.
And that's why, though French Stewart still is not my first choice, I don't know who you replace it with. At one point, I thought Danny DeVito. And Danny DeVito in his prime would have been hysterical.
Yeah, I think Danny DeVito
would have been a different role.
Yeah. I think Danny DeVito would just be more scary as shit now.
It would have been a lot more gruff and, you know what? No, I'm stupid. It's not... I'm wrong. It is not French Stewart.
Just so we're aware, I want everybody to take this down in the record books. Jason has admitted he was wrong.
It happens once a millennia. my next time
See in a couple years.
My next time is due in about, 83 years? I'll work on it. I'm replacing French Stewart.
All right.
With Charlie Day.
Charlie Day?
From Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
I think he'd be funny as shit playing opposite Ryan Reynolds. He's a shorter guy. You'd have this big imposing Ryan Reynolds versus
the little guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could work.
I think you're right.
And he's funny as hell.
And you don't have to go dig him out of a hole in Canada.
Well, and who knows what French Stewart even looks like. He may look like a mummy at this point.
Yeah.
But I think Charlie Day would work, and I think he'd be very funny in the role. Now, in this case, it's going to be a different role because there's no way you get somebody to deliver. If Rowan Atkins was still alive, Mr. Bean, he would be the one to replace.
I didn't know he was dead.
Yeah, he passed away.
When?
Yesterday. No, it's like last year, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes me sad.
I know.
That's on-air sadness.
He no longer has a lovely bunch of coconuts. throw back to the Lion King for you there.
Yes, it was. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
So it's Charlie Day, and Mel Brooks is obviously going to have to do something different. Now, I also thought about Cat Williams for the role of Igor, just because that'd be funny as hell.
I'm telling you, dude, that one would be...
Would that not be amazing?
Just let him off the chain, too. Oh,
it'd be so good.
You would have to have an R rating on the movie for that one.
Well, and I also, when I thought of him, thought about an entirely African American, like a Wiz version of Young Frankenstein, and just call it, you know, Frank. but at that point, Dave Chappelle is Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes.
And
I'm already
Cat
in.
Williams.
You
is,
sold me. That's all
I'm
I needed.
You, it would be amazing.
It would
be amazing.
Chappelle as lead. Wow, that would be great.
And it would be a whole different movie.
Yes. Okay.
Be fucked up, but it'd be a whole
little bit.
Moving on to Inga.
Okay.
This is the one that I almost put Blake Lively in.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Because especially with Ryan Reynolds, it'd be kind of funny. Because
it was Terry Garr.
Yes, Terry Garr, and it was his laboratory assistant.
Yes.
And
she was hot.
Oh, yeah, she still is.
Yeah, she's still pretty.
I replaced her with Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, the redhead from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Bombshell.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yep.
Dramatic.
She's got the stroke, man.
And her pulling off the same lines.
Yes.
Because Terry Garr does have one of the best comebacks when he says, "What knockers?" of going, "Why, thank you," that I've ever heard in a movie.
I had forgotten about that line.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, solid.
I'm telling you.
Solid.
So, yeah, Christina Hendricks as Inga. Moving on to Elizabeth. Scarlett Johansson takes over Madeline Kahn's role.
Dude, but they're like freaking twins.
I know. That's why I picked
her. I know. Wow.
Redhead Scarlett Jo.
Yes.
As Madeline Kahn. Any Madeline Kahn role ever, but in particular this one.
Because, yes, okay.
Though it's a black and white movie, so I'm not sure why the shit I care if she's a redhead.
Who cares, yeah.
But
still.
Madeline Kahn was.
But they could be sisters.
This leads to me wanting to recast A New Blazing Saddles.
Ooh.
with Kevin Hart in Cleavon Little's role.
Damn.
Yeah, take my money.
Damn.
Fucking right, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you have Scarlett Jo playing Madeline Kahn's role
from
Blazing Saddles.
Yep.
Because apparently I want to remake all of Mel Brooks' movies, and while he's still alive, let him redirect them. But again, in that movie, they're
Spaceballs will be another pod all by itself.
Oh, fuck. Blazing Saddles might be as well.
Ooh. We might have to. We'll go on a Mel Brooks run.
Yeah. The next one really for me was easy.
Okay.
Because the gentleman who I want to play Inspector Kemp has already reprised one of Kenneth Mars' roles in another movie.
All right.
So Kenneth Mars played Inspector Kemp. He also played the guy who wrote Springtime for Hitler in The Producers. He was the crazy German playwright.
Yes, he was.
In the new one, who played him?
I don't know.
Will Ferrell. I want Will Ferrell to play Inspector Kemp with the wooden arm.
Holy crap.
He was following in his grandfather's footsteps. Footsteps! And at that point, if you do get him, maybe John C. Reilly does step in to play Igor.
Yeah, he's got to be in there somewhere, because those two are peas and carrots, dude.
If he me and John was just like peas and carrots.
I knew you'd like it.
And if he does, then I guess you have Igor having the exact same accent as John C. Reilly had in Talladega Nights. And again, it changes the dynamic of the movie.
A little bit.
But it'd be funny.
But it would be box office gold.
John C. Reilly trying to hold his eyes open as hard as he could the entire time. And sometime Will Ferrell going, "What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with your face?"
Yes.
I don't know, Doctor.
Along with Cloris Leachman, who's going to reprise her role, I want Gene Hackman to come back and do his role in it as well.
Okay.
Because remember, he was the blind man.
Yes, I do.
Who is, you know, I'm going to light the tip, blow on it until it until it catches fire. And then Peter Boyle's reaction when they smash his mug together. And speaking of Peter Boyle, guess who I want to play the monster? We need somebody big.
Are you talking about the brother off of Raymond?
No.
All right.
We need somebody big. We need somebody imposing.
The Great Khali.
Huh?
The Great Khali.
No, that'd be good, though.
Yeah,
it would. We need somebody who we know is humorous, who can throw those dramatic looks when he needs to at the audience, who can communicate even without speaking more than just going,
until
the very end. Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
The Rock.
I knew you were going down that road.
I'll admit, though,
Jason's man crush on The Rock is showing.
His mangina's
hanging out.
My other man crush almost showed up in this one because Vince Vaughn could also do it.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And that'd be fucking amazing. But you can't shut him up.
No.
So he would never be able to go. He would add something to it. The Rock, though.
Yes.
Would him do, with the big jacked up shoes doing the putting on the Ritz dance behind Ryan Reynolds. That's your trailer.
Yes.
That's all you fucking show.
That's all you need.
Is the and two of them sold. And The Rock going, "Run to the Ritz."
Then he raises the eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but there's already an eyebrow raise in there.
Well, that's very true.
There's several of them. Because anytime they pop to Peter Boyle when he's doing something stupid,
yes,
he gets that eyebrow raise.
Yes, he does.
When the little girl says, you know, tells him to sit on the teeter-totter, the seesaw, and he shoots her through the window.
Yes. Yeah.
You go to Peter Boyle, and he raises the eyebrows.
Eyebrows up. Eyebrow
Gene Hackman,
up for The Rock.
They crush the mug. He raises the eyebrows.
People's
it was
eyebrow.
Built for him.
It was built for him. But The Rock can play anything.
He could. Yeah.
I mean, a true believer in The Rock.
I thought about him for The Wizard and The Wizard of Oz.
He would be a good wizard. But I really do like your casting of Morgan Freeman.
I do too. But yeah,
The Rock
is the monster in Young Frankenstein.
Wizard of Oz, but I would be better.
The Rock swam through a river. I think The Rock could be cast in a lot of movies, though. He could play Andy Dufresne.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson swam through a river of shit.
And came out clean
and
on the
other
side.
Came out clean on the other side.
He could play Morgan Freeman in Driving Miss Daisy.
He can play Morgan Freeman with a voiceover from Morgan Freeman.
That'd be amazing. I think I'd prefer to see The Rock do voiceovers of Morgan Freeman movies.
Oh, yes.
That would be interesting as hell.
I think so, too.
When Morgan Freeman's face and The Rock's voice comes out at Miss Daisy?
Out of Miss Daisy?
No. Well, maybe.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
That
it could work.
Be amazing.
Anyway, so that's my recasting
of
Young Frankenstein.
Good morning, Miss Daisy. I can't even do it.
Do you know where we're going today?
If you smell la la la,
what are you
cooking?
Miss Daisy is
cooking. What are you cooking? Get in the kitchen.
It could be incredible. But yes, The Rock as the monster in Young Frankenstein.
Man, that's good casting.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That would work.
It would be solid.
And the more I think about it, the more I think you might be right that John C. Reilly probably plays Igor.
But he's that style of comedian.
I would love to find a British comedian that I could stick in that role, but I just don't know one.
At this moment.
I take it back.
What?
It's Ricky Gervais.
Or?
Ricky Gervais, I didn't even think about him before, but he has that ability to kind of adapt facial pattern he needs to a role. I think he could be very interesting in the role of Igor. Again, it'd be entirely different.
But you could also, he's too tall for the role, I think. What's his name that dated Katy Perry?
Who the hell are you? Oh, Russell.
Russell Brandt.
Oh, he could be good too.
He could, but he's too tall. He's a big dude.
Yeah, but him all hunched over would be kind of funny.
Yeah. Because he's got that British accent and he's already crazy as shit. So.
Yeah, and I think Igor does need the British accent.
I think you're right.
Not because it was said.
Maybe we could do John C. Reilly
in England
doing a British accent.
As his character
from Talladega Nights.
From Talladega Nights. That could be amazing.
God. How would you even get in character for that?
You couldn't.
He just walks on stage, somebody
lots of
punches
drugs.
Him in the face, and then he reads his
lots
lines.
Of drugs. Oh, and a God. Kick to the nuts. That's the only way you pull it off.
That's good, though. That's good. I like that.
I'm telling you. And it's a TV movie. It's a TV movie. All the money goes to charity. It's a direct fucking homage. All the money goes to charity.
Done by Mel Brooks himself.
Yes.
All of it goes to charity, but it's got to be some obscure off-the-wall charity.
I mean, it could be a real charity. I know. Yeah, real charity, of course. That'd be weird otherwise. But I know. I mean, they all the actors divide it up and they split it. It goes to UNICEF. I don't fucking know. I'm just casting this shit. But I think that would be tremendous to watch. Now, The Wizard of Oz is a full-scale movie.
Oh, yeah,
I think
big time.
You could do Young Frankenstein just as a live production.
Live production, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Though it would go off the rail. You would have to have a five-second delay because it would go off the rails fast.
Well, swiftly. And they'd be laughing and shit because they'd be dropping F-bombs and...
Well, the best thing would be the moment that Will Ferrell comes on stage with the big handlebar mustache in the outfit with the eye patch. And you have a Foley operator making the sounds for the wooden hand. And because you remember the scene where they're playing darts?
Uh-huh.
And he starts throwing the darts in the wrong places. And you hear one hit a cat. I don't know if you could do that anymore. Somebody would get pissed off.
You could still do it. You would just have to have a sound effect.
Well, they didn't.
Somebody
really,
would get
they
pissed.
They didn't hit
you,
a real cat back then.
I
Daniel.
Know. I know. It's
a
not
Foley
like they killed
went,
cats then. But as long as you cut away and just made the cat
well,
sound.
Well, they didn't show the dart going into a cat.
I'm saying you could still.
I'm saying it. Somebody would be upset because you hit a cat.
People are gonna bitch no matter what. People are going to bitch because you put Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly in this.
Probably so.
See?
So, anyway, that's been our recasting of Young Frankenstein and Wizard of Oz. We want you to go tell us what you think and who you would cast in those roles.
In Wizard of Oz and Young Frankenstein.
And feel free to recast the, you know, Munchkin 3 on the left. I don't care.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be the asshole roll-off
one of the monkeys.
From a big...
Big what?
Big life, little world, big people.
Wow.
Little...
Okay. You're going for real, for little people. Okay.
I know.
Little,
I was saying casting
people,
Matt
little
Roloff.
Little people, big world.
Thank you. Matt Roloff could be Munchkin from the
wow,
left.
You even knew his name. You just couldn't pull the name
apparently
of the show.
Apparently he's a dickhead though.
I've heard that.
But the rest of the family I dig. So the rest of the family can be in it.
Yeah. Including the full normal size adult son.
And another person... Sure. He's one of the Winkies. You didn't know I knew what they were called, did you? Do you know who the Winkies are?
No.
You don't. You have lost so many geek points this episode alone. I'm going to have to put a tally.
The Winkies?
I'm put a tally on the damn website. The Witch's Guards.
Okay.
They're called the Winkies.
I didn't know they had a name.
Their people has a name. They're the Winkies.
They're people. Jason getting all discriminatory against me. They're people.
You just don't be racist toward the Winkies,
I'm
sir.
I'm not being racist towards the Winkies.
You'd want all the Winkies to be one race.
The Winkies.
You might as well be George Lucas.
They're not the Ewoks.
Ewoks weren't all one race.
Yeah, they were.
What race were the Ewoks?
Ewoks?
Sir? No. I mean his direct racial stereotypes of the Trade Federation and the Gungans in episode one.
Yeah.
You lose more geek points.
Hey, screw
I'm
you.
I'm gonna put a little tab on the homepage that shows both of our geek points. Right now you have like 3.
I have 7.
And I have 8,000.
You have, you don't have geek points. You have obscure points. They are two different scales.
I did this all from memory. I didn't look anything up on IMDb. Or type in the word modern bombshells and we go, oh, Christina Hendricks.
Yes.
I didn't do that at all.
No, not at all.
No, never.
You're a liar.
I am a liar. Though Blake Lively, I thought of by myself.
Yeah, well, I had that one. That one's a go-to.
She'd be good.
Yeah, she would. Wow, you sounded like you were straight out of Coming to America right there. She'd be good.
I think Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and Vince Vaughn should be in every movie.
They're good.
Cassius Clay.
Muhammad Ali.
That was a solid movie.
Yeah, it was.
I want to recast that movie next.
Nah.
I want to remake it.
Yeah, but it was you only two in people it? In the whole
no,
movie.
No, you know who's in it?
Eddie Murphy and Kevin Hart.
Not Eddie Murphy. He was already in it one time.
I know. He gets to be in it again.
Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, and The Rock. The Rock. No, shut up. The Rock gets to play.
The King?
No. James Earl Jones comes back and plays the King again. Are you stupid?
The Rock gets to play everybody.
No, The Rock gets to play Azeem.
Akeem.
I was close.
Gig points.
I lost one for that. I still have 6,999. I already admitted that it's from Gossip Girl. She's only
you lost man points with
that one. What was that other stupid show with Chuck Bass and poor old Rufus? Was that Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was Gossip Girl.
Then Blake Lively wasn't on Gossip Girl.
Yes, she was.
Was that the same show?
Yes, babe.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't know
her
name.
Your geek points may be up high, but your man points have dropped off the scale.
I cry at movies.
I know you do.
I don't know.
Jason's an emotional
bitch. The name of Blake Lively's character, but I know Chuck Bass and I know Rufus. Poor old Rufus.
Poor old Rufus.
Who the hell was Rufus? Rufus was somebody's father, wasn't he? Was he Blake Lively's father? Are you sure that was the same show?
This is amazing just watching the back and forth.
It's Gossip Girl. I know that.
And the Gilmore Girls. And
she watches Dirty Little Sluts.
It's pretty, not dirty.
Pretty Little Whores.
Oh, Pretty Little Liars. He's talking about Pretty
Death,
Little
Death,
Liars.
Killer Death.
Oh, God.
Scream, but not scary.
Yes, that's accurate.
I know. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't know. We have tangented way off the tracks.
I was making a point.
Yeah, I know. It's going.
Oh, no, it's not.
Good.
So,
okay. Retribution.
The Rock as Akeem.
Okay.
Cat Williams
in
Arsenio Hall's role.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart playing Eric LaSalle's role.
Ooh, yeah.
The guy from Soul Glow.
Yeah, but I say you also dress up Kevin Hart as Sexual Chocolate. Let him be Sexual Chocolate
well. I think The Rock only plays the one role, and Kevin Hart and Cat Williams
play the
rest of them.
Okay.
And Dave Chappelle's in there, too. I just don't know where.
Maybe he's Sexual Chocolate. Sexual Chocolate!
He could be. He could be.
I believe the chin
and
not a future.
And I was wrong. It's not James Earl Jones. Eddie Murphy's now the dad.
Oh, see, now that would be sweet.
It'd be badass, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And
like Coming to America 2. Aren't they doing that, though?
That's as good as House Party 4.
I think they're doing Coming to America 2.
Are they really?
I think so. We'll see.
Boy, that's a remake you don't need.
Well, I don't think it's I don't think it's a remake. I think it's a
That's a sequel.
Part 2.
That we don't need.
Well,
no.
I don't really care what it comes up to now.
Again, that casting would be difficult for me, and yes. I don't know what story you would tell.
I don't either. What's Akeem doing now? Well, he's ruling the country, he's got kids, and he's still married to this woman.
And congratulations. And we kind of have the prequel to it. It's called Black Panther. It comes out next year.
Oh man, yeah.
Whew. Yeah, it does. Anyway,
back to the comic realm.
No doubt. That has been our episode about remakes. We want you to comment. Tell us what we missed. Tell us what we got wrong. We got a lot of it wrong. so did mainly Daniel because...
Hey, listen.
God, he doesn't know anything about movies.
I lost geek points. You lost man points.
I don't care. You don't know anything about movies.
Balls!
So give us a call, 865-26-GEEK2.
Leave us a message.
Email us. Leave us a voicemail. We'll probably play it. You can feel free to abuse me for my want to remake Wizard of Oz. I'm fine with that. I don't care.
It's coming.
It'd be better than the Disney version, the great and powerful schmuckety schmuck, whatever it was.
I never even saw it.
I saw it and went, God, that was a waste of time.
Did you?
Yeah, it wasn't good. Right. Email us, social@thisgeeksworld.com.
Yep.
Facebook us, Twitter us.
We're there.
Facebook.com/thisgeeksworld. At Facebook. No, that's not us. At This Geek's World is our Twitter handle. Track us down. Let us know what you thought. We'll have room to comment on the bottom of the podcast page.
Yes.
And again, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for procrastinating with us.
We procrastinated all over the place.
Yeah.
I procrastinated all over 2 movies.
Well, I'll get you a towel.
Yeah.
We got to clean this shit up. This has been Procrastination. The longest 10 minutes of your life. Peace.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.